Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We're moving on to our next segment, and our next segment is our Grow Model, and we are hoping to give you a model by which you can follow to grow, not only to grow in the flesh as you're having your lunch hour, but to grow in the spirit as well. This week, we have Pastor Justice Mtukura, who's going to be talking to us about walking with God, and we'll begin with talking about the invitation to walk with God from the very beginning. God's desire has been to walk with us. You know what happened in Eden, right? In Eden, he walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Not quite sure if that's how it's captured in the scriptures, but that's the general essence. That's the general view that people tend to take on the events of Eden. The invitation hasn't changed, by the way. He still longs for that daily connection with us. Walking with God, therefore, isn't reserved for spiritual giants. No. It's a journey open to anyone willing to say yes to his leading. And that's why Pastor Mtukura is here to talk to us about it. Mfundis, a good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother. I want to welcome all the listeners, wherever they are listening us from. I want to say I'm happy for you. God bless you as we journey through this important topic, walking with God.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So let's just jump right in. What does walking with God mean to you personally as a pastor? Pastor Mtukur.
Okay. Personally, to me, walking with God is a personal experience or a personal relationship with God. Experiencing him every day on my day-to-day life, denying the life of sin and living according to his will, keeping his commandments and adhering to God's providency each and every day of my life.
Right. So the phrase that we are hearing being bandied about is walking with God. And I'm curious about that. Why do you think God chose walking, not running, not even flying, as a metaphor for a relationship?
Okay. If we read closely in the book of John chapter 17, verses 3, it says, "This is the eternal life, that they might know you, the only God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So here, the metaphor walking with God, it's easy for one to fall when he's running. But when he's walking, he carefully places his foot on the ground, one after the other. So walking is a stage of life. If we may look to the stages of little children when they are growing, they start by sitting down, crawling, and then standing up, and then walking. As they'll be walking, they'll be doing it step by step, step by step. You start walking slowly, and then you walk a bit fast. So walking represent a progress or a movement through time and experience. Walking means taking steps towards our goal, which is Christ. Again, the metaphor walking evokes themes of walking in a journey or a struggle of self, meaning to say someone is to begin somewhere if he's going to walk. So there is a starting point for you to walk. Walking with God is a struggle, because in a struggle, we have our adversary, the devil, who is always fighting us. And we're in this great controversy. In this war, we must be careful. In this war, we must look to Christ, who is our author and finisher of our faith. I like the book Philippians 4, verse 13.
Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. You got interrupted there. I don't know what distracted you we only heard the chicken. Just go ahead, Mfunzi. You got
All
into it
right.
today. Go ahead.
So, so I was saying, in choosing walking as a metaphor, the Bible is highlighting patience, is highlighting tolerance. God is patient towards us. When one is walking, he has to be very careful. And when one is walking, he's putting his foot, he's placing his foot one after the other carefully. And walking is also a stage of life. When you look at those young children, when they are learning how to walk, they don't do it fast, but they start step by step as they will be going. So I was saying, walking represents progress or a movement through time and experience. Walk is taking steps towards our goal, the goal which is Christ. Again, the metaphor walking evokes themes of a journey or a struggle of self, meaning to say someone has to begin somewhere. There has to be a starting point for one to walk with God. So walking with God is also a struggle, because we understand we are in the great controversy, and the adversary, the devil or Satan, is always fighting with us. So there is a struggle in this walking, and God is taking us step by step as we walk towards the cross. I like the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So for us to walk step by step, we need Christ to guide us through the steps.
I liked that metaphor of we need to take steps toward God. However, many, if not all of us, have taken steps away from God. We have been distracted by one thing or the other that lured us and attracted us to walk away from God, and we become distant. So we need you help us, Mfundisi. How can we begin a walk with God if we've been distant or distracted?
Okay. By default, the book of Romans says we are all sinners. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we are sinners. And the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 says, come now, let us gather, say, Lord, those sins are scarlet, be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So God knows the condition of man. This is why he is inviting us. When Adam and Eve, I like it when you were introducing us, you said Adam and Eve sinned, and when they sinned, it is God who came to seek them. It is God who sought for a reconciliation with them. So God is willing. This is why Jesus is saying in Revelations, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. So God is willing to dialogue with us. God is willing to take us on board. God is willing to make us start over again. If we have erred, if we have wronged God, God is willing so that we come back to him. I'll take you to this to Genesis chapter 8. And Noah, after the flood, he sent the raven away to check if the water has receded. But the raven did not come back. But in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 6, we saw God sending a raven for a mission to go and give the prophet of God, Elijah, bread and meat at the brook Kerith. So God is a God of second chances. In the first place, the raven failed in Genesis chapter 8. But God is a God of second chances. After all, we are all living on second chances. We once erred, we once sinned. So God does not reject us because we once messed up.
Okay. So let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. It reads, Enoch walked faithfully with God. then he was no more, because God took him away. That's Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, read from the New International Version. Do tell him, Fundis, what does Genesis 5, 24, the verse we've just read right now about Enoch, what does it teach us about consistency with God?
Okay, I want you to closely look at that text. It says, Enoch lived 365 years and he was no more. So Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Enoch was consistent in his walk with God. In his walk with God, Enoch was accepted by him. There was no sabbatical leave in his walk with God. Enoch was constant in his walk. Enoch did not get discouraged. Enoch did not hang his boots. He had all the challenges in his way, but Enoch did not give up. So Enoch pleased God. Enoch sought God's reward. God rewards people who pursue righteousness. Enoch set God before him. He lived a life of communion with God. His was a prayerful life. God is a moral God. So Enoch lived a life that was morally upright. God rewards righteous behavior. When we are righteous, when we are consistent in whatever we do, God is going to reward us. There's a rewardness. Enoch had a spiritual maturity. For us to have to maintain this consistency, we have to be mature in the walk, in our walk with God. As we travel through the journey, we need to be obedient to God. As we travel, like Enoch, we need to be different. So this is why God took him. I normally jokingly say with my friends, if Enoch was living in our days, we as men would travel. Because Enoch was a prayerful gentleman. If he used to wear trousers, his trousers would be torn somewhere in the knees here. So if one was to direct someone to go to Enoch's home, he could say, if you get to a home where you see a trousers on the line and you should identify with you trousers that are torn in the knees there, that's where Enoch lives. So Enoch was a prayerful man. Enoch used to walk with God every day of his life. He did not give up. He had some challenges, but Enoch forever and was never turned his back on God, and he never went to sabbatical leave because of the challenges that he faced in his life. He is not the only person who is taught to have been walked with God. We also see in the book of Genesis chapter 6, verses 9, we are told that also his grandson Noah, he walked with God. Just like his forefather, he also walked with God. So we need to be consistent in our walk with God. We need to be consistent each and every day. We have to walk with God.
Final question, Mfundisi. How does saying yes to God, particularly his invitations, how does that change our direction? And how does it make a direction a daily priority?
Okay. For this one, I would quickly go to the book of John, chapter 1, verses 12. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. By saying yes, we are given the power to overcome sin. By saying yes, we are given new direction by God. So, if we cite an example in the Bible, in the book of Mark chapter 5, we encounter a gentleman. He does not have a name, but when Jesus is asking him, he is saying, I am legion because we are many. When this man was healed of these demoniacs, he was made free. And in the book of Mark chapter 5, we hear that he had to sit down and he was now clothed. During his former days before he met Jesus, this gentleman was violent. This gentleman used to terrorize people in the tombs there, in the sepulchres there. But this time around, when he met Christ, he was a changed gentleman. It depends from one person to another. If we go to Abraham, when he was called by God, leave your relatives and go to this country that you did not know, and Abraham went. There were he had to leave whatever he has, and he had to leave the gods that he used to worship, and he was given a new direction with God. So this new direction comes, or this direction comes differently to us. Like this gentleman who was by the name Legion, he was made free, and he had to put on clothes now, and he had to go and tell. In verse 19, we are told that he was asked by Jesus that you should go to your relatives and tell them what God has done for you. So if God, if we have accepted this invitation, like the book of John has rightly said it here, we become new creatures in God. When we are new, we change our directions altogether. We don't do the things that we used to do. You remember that lady in the book of John chapter 4, the lady, the Samaritan woman, when he met Christ, when he had an encounter with Jesus, he went to the whole city and he began to preach the good news of the gospel. And many were brought to Christ because of his new direction. So if God gives us new direction, our priorities changes and our direction changes. We cease to be the old people we were, and we begin to be new creatures, like what the Bible has rightly said it.
Sorry, Mfundisi, I think I misheard, and I need you to correct me. From the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 9, then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." Is Legion the name of the man, the demoniac, or is Legion the name of the demon that was 1,000 inside the man?
Okay, so Legion means the demons which were inside this man.
Absolutely.
In the Roman
That's all I wanted some clarity on, because the man's name is Legion, but I think I am the one who's mistaken. Thank you for correcting me, Mfundisi. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, well, I leave it right there. Tomorrow we'll pick it up from where we left it off with Pastor Justice and Mtukura. Mfundisi, have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, our listeners. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.